views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We had a little issue this morning, but we're all giggles and having a great time. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, and we have the awesome Benny. Good morning, Benny.
Hi, good morning, ladies. Welcome back.
He's so cute.
Oh, stop.
He is.
Cute for radio. That's
See, that's the problem. We always cute have way too much fun when we're here. So, our topic of the day is, are you manifesting your destiny? And if you are new to the show and don't know very much about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a form of muscle testing the body to find out what your nutritional needs are. She recommends the whole food nutrition, which gets into your body, supports it, repairs it, and brings you back to optimal health. So if you have a question for Mary Jane about yourself, about your pet, could be anything, any question at all, she is here to answer your questions. Give us a call at 800-930-2819. And before I actually get to Mary Jane, I have to do my shout out to the Seattle Thunderbirds, who are the WHL champions. How exciting. Those boys. Thank you, Betty. Those boys are just awesome. They played their hearts out, and they're in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, playing for the Memorial Cup this weekend. So, come on, boys. I know you can bring home another cup. So, congratulations to the Thunderbirds. Okay, Mary Jane, it's your turn now.
And Nancy did make it back after last time.
Yes, yeah. I thought I was going to be fired, but that didn't happen. So I'm back. Okay.
Well, and I'm back too. I spent 10 days down at Reese Ranch and Reese River Ranch in California. I have two horses down there. One, Rua's in the Signature Horse Program, and Jake is down there for me to ride when I go down to the ranch. And
but Jake is really there to have, you know, for Rua, so he didn't feel like he was being shipped out alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
so it was lots of fun. We had cattle, swans, wildlife, hills, beauty, just an amazing, amazing environment. And it was met lots of great people down there. And a really great place to refresh and rejuvenate and fill yourself with good energy and great spirit.
Manifesting that destiny of
exactly.
Mary Jane.
Exactly.
It's her horses.
Yeah, it definitely was a dream come true. It was everything. If you're a horse person or a horse, cowgirl, cowboy, everything you could possibly want is down at Reese River Ranch.
Yes, and for those of us, I like my horses under the hood. But looks like Mary Jane will be going back to the River Ranch as Rua. Looks like he might be there for a little bit more time. He's a little bit slow, but
all is well.
All is well. God bless Dennis Reese, as I think he's got his hands full with this one. The reports keep coming back. Rue's coming along nicely, which is code for things aren't going as well as planned.
No, they are going great. So thanks again to Dennis and Deborah Reese for a great time, and I look forward to going back. So again, when I talk about horses have taught me so much about life and about people. And
yeah, and isn't this how you got into what you do now?
Exactly.
Miss Holistic Intuitive, because of one of your horse's fame.
Exactly. I start going to more alternative type therapies to try and help my horse out. And it was through I went to Linda Tellington and all types of natural healing. And coming from my background of nursing, I really didn't know much about this area. And it was because of the horses that I got into it. And then eventually found out about this technique of muscle testing and actually took my horse to a chiropractor who did it. And the chiropractor put fame on some good nutrition, and she, in 3 months, she was more solid. She wasn't lame. She was much better in all areas. And it was through that I began to get interested in what this could do for other people and for myself.
And so then the passion was sparked and born. And here we have Mary Jane as the Holistic Intuitive. She's awesome. Not only is she my mom, but she is an amazing person at what she does. We are going to go to the phones and talk to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Whoa. Let's give out the number first. Hey, easy. 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Mack Show. There.
Thank you, Benny.
Now we can take Barbara.
Am I going to get fired yet? No.
No. You're on watch, though.
Hi, Barbara. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm calling because I feel like I'm doing most of the right things. I'm working hard to be more fit, and I have to admit, I probably don't get quite enough sleep. But I'm wondering about my metabolism. I just don't. My weight is staying just exactly the same, and I've been working out really, really well for about 4 weeks now.
Okay, so the first thing I'm picking up is do you live in a house or an apartment?
A house.
Okay, you need to do the drains in your house. So the drains get clogged and full of grit and grime and toxins, and then all those toxins come up and you're breathing in those gases. And when you're breathing those gases, that gives you a toxic stomach, and then that inflames your kidney and bladder. So that's the first thing that shows up for you. So when you do the drains, you could use like a fourth a cup of baking soda and 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar down every drain in your house. And you might have to repeat that like every week for a while till you get it really clear. And so when you have a toxic stomach, then that affects your lungs. Do you have trouble breathing?
No.
Do you get short of breath?
It takes a lot. Yeah, it takes a lot to make me short of breath.
Okay. So, but your lungs still only score a 3, and your kidney is inflamed and your bladder's inflamed, all because of your toxic stomach. So you have a lot of bacteria, and that's mostly from your drains.
Okay.
So that would definitely affect your weight, because you'd be in a holding pattern because your body doesn't know what's going on, what's happening. So then after you get that cleared up, then you have a gallbladder issue underneath that. So do you have, so it's not a primary, it's a secondary to the stomach. So do you have digestive issues?
No, I don't think so.
I think you said you're eating pretty good right now?
Yeah, we tend to eat really, really wholesomely.
So if you're doing all the right things, you may be like, you may not notice it unless you eat the wrong thing when you're where you are. But underneath your gallbladder is actually your gallbladder is a 2, which is not good. So when you have a gallbladder that's a 2, you're not getting the bile into your gut to digest your food. Sometimes you can have gas or bloating. You can have shoulder pain, jaw pain.
Sometimes I get gas, like heartburn type gas.
There you go. That's your digestive issues, see? So it's your gallbladder and your bile duct that's a 2. And when those things are off, you're definitely not going to lose weight because your body's in a stall. And here you're working hard, but you're stuck. So what I recommend you do is you could call our office and get an appointment, and we get you evened out and get things moving. So then you come in back in balance and everything will work for you. The other thing we look at, the third thing, is emotions. You know, what's going on with you? What's causing you to be stuck? What's keeping you from moving forward? So that's the whole package. You have to look at all those things, and when you're clear, then everything works for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Mary Jane. I'm going to go home and clean my drains.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes, the dreaded drains.
The drains are, it's so common. I mean, I see it all the time. It's, there's no exception. If you live on water, it's always worse for some reason. So if you just do your drains on a more regular basis, and especially when we've had all this rain lately, seems like the drains have to be done more often.
And I know there's got to be a handful of people out there going, what is she talking about? Because when she told me, I was like, what is she talking about? You kind of think she's way out there. But in reality, I know personally, if I start feeling a little sluggish or my stomach is kind of off, it's usually the drains. So just by doing those drains, it's amazing what happens. So,
well, the other thing is with the drains, you could be sneezing, feel like you're getting a cold, just allergy. And allergy reactions.
And your pets can be scratching constantly and
itching their ears.
So it not only affects us, but it affects all your animals in the house too. So, and it's an easy fix. It's a third of a cup.
Fourth a cup of baking soda. You don't have to worry about measuring. At least a fourth a cup. 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar. You get it at Costco or someplace like that, and you can get big bags of it and do it often. And you know as soon as you do it. Now, if you don't recognize you feel better, you should repeat it the next day. Because they might, you've never done your drains, you have to do them more often to get the results.
So, all right, Barbara. Let me give out Mary Jane's number. The office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Rhonda's in the office. If you should call and get the answering machine, that just means Rhonda's on the other line with someone else. So leave a message and she will get back to you. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Don't miss out on this opportunity to get your questions answered. And to call in, it's 800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hey listeners, would you love to have the most imaginable relationships ever? David Karsher has just finished his breakthrough book, The 7 Spiritual Strategies for Fulfilling Relationships, and he is giving you a copy. Learn to move any important relationship in your life forward like never before. Visit davidkarsher.com/blessing or transformationtalkradio.com to receive this incredible gift. Once again, that's davidkarsher.com/blessing.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. Imagine 3 days in a hand-built log home nestled in the Cascade Mountain. Activate the collaboration between the body and spirit and allow the accelerated connection as one of the most powerful ways to light up your cells, honor the body's needs in this all-inclusive event. Visit lynnmbrown.com or call 206-931-7356.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Maxx Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, who is also my mom, holistic intuitive, has an office in Issaquah, Washington. What I forgot to mention is you don't have to live in the state of Washington to actually get an appointment with Mary Jane. I would say a lot of her clients do phone consultations, even locally, just to stay out of traffic. So she has a lot of clients all over the United States as well. So anyway, today we are talking about, are you manifesting your destiny? If you have a health question about yourself, about pets, could be any question, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Okay, Cowgirl Mary. Cowgirl Mary, let's round them up.
I know, it's fun.
Well, and speaking of manifesting your destiny, I mean, that kind of happened for you with the boys being at the ranch and you getting to go down there, and it was a relaxing time for you, even though you were up at the crack of dawn every morning and to bed late.
We rode all day, rode at the ranch, at Reese Ranch in the morning. Absolutely, this is a dream come true. It's everything I've ever wanted. And I love my horses, but I haven't been able to get away for a while. And to be able to go down to the ranch. And I used to ride with Dennis for many years with Jake. And this is Rua's first time down there. But this is what I've wanted for a very long time, was to be able to send Rua down to the ranch. And so I definitely did create this reality and attracted this to me. And being there was everything I could possibly answer to my dream come true. And it's like it's in God's country. I mean, it's just everything you've ever wanted and fills your heart with joy.
Yeah. Well, she'll be going back because little Rua's got some issues. So, but again, you have all the ability to train Rua, but he needs some, as we found out, some really intense training. He needs to be done every day. And our weather doesn't really permit.
It's like anything in your life. You have to have a plan, and you have to know what the goal is, where you're going with that, and you have to be it has to be something that you do on a regular basis. It's not a hit and miss thing. And so for years, Dennis Reese did not ride horses for other people. He worked with you to ride your horse, and in the past few years, he's refined his program to take in signature horses for his program. So now Dennis actually rides your horse. And if Dennis Reese is riding your horse, you're getting the best. And you know, when that horse is finished, that horse is everything you could ever want in every way. Safe, talented.
But also, you have to go down and learn how to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
It's kind of like, you know, you get a puppy, you send it to a trainer, it comes home and it's still a tear. So there's got to be changes in you, too.
Yeah, that's part of the program. You have to, it's all about the horse and the refinement and you being, and when you're working with your horse, it's teaching you how to work with other people. It's teaching you how to live your life. It's teaching you so many things on how to move forward. That's why it's a life-changing experience.
Yeah. And let me just say, Rua, is a lesson for Dennis. Not sure what it is.
Rua is a gypsy vanner, and he's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's okay. An awesome horse.
He is. He's a good boy. Okay, but now we're going to go to Diane. Hi, Diane. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi there. I have an issue, Mary Jane, with inflammation. I had a pancreas surgery a couple years ago, and I would think, I don't know what I'm supposed to feel like because nobody can tell me, but I have this inflammation that's causing me issues, mostly in the core, whole core area, because they took out a lot of things. And I would, it's causing issues.
So what did they take out? When you said pancreas surgery, what did...
My gallbladder, they took out my duodenum, and they took out part of my pancreas and part of my stomach.
Wow. So...
Yeah.
So let me tell you what's going on with you. For one thing, your gallbladder was the issue at that time, and you still, even though you don't have a gallbladder, when I'm checking you, your gallbladder shows up. And that's how it works with the muscle testing. If you don't have an organ, it still will show up, and there's always a backup organ to take over to help that one out. For example, the gallbladder, the backup organ is your liver. And now your bile duct scores a 2. So your bile duct, you're not producing bile to lubricate your liver, and the bile used to go through your gallbladder into your gut. Now, often the gallbladder, even though you haven't taken out, it's been shown it can recreate itself and still function again. Whether that happens or not, you still need the bile from the liver to help you with your digestion. So, and when you have a bile duct issue that shows up, that's a major, major problem, because now you can have stiff joints, you can be bloated, you can be aching, you can have a digestive heartburn, you could have hip pain, joint pain. It just goes on and on.
I know. That's why. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I should treat this then like it's the gallbladder issue.
It still goes back to the same thing. So, for example, you make an appointment and come in, and we fine-tune exactly what you need, and there's no guessing, so we get you on the right track, because you've probably got some scar tissue in there, so we put you on a program to help you with breaking that up and getting things, like, right on target. And it just because,
yes, because I do have a muscle spasm that goes right up the center of my body, and it feels like a Charlie horse. It's so severe that it makes me pass out.
Oh yeah, that's probably from the scar tissue. Because when you have that kind of surgery, so different variety there, you get the scar tissue, and that scar tissue attaches to other organs and it pulls. Now, you know, something you could do is just put your fingers in your belly and knead it like dough, and that can help break up that scar tissue. And if you feel like little pinging or pull things releasing, that's a good thing. You can't hurt yourself, but that's something that would be of value to you.
Okay, this is great. Now, I have just one other question. All of a sudden, it seems as though I have some fatty something in my liver.
Well, your liver,
And I've never had a liver issue before. Everything
but you do have a liver issue, and you had a liver issue before. You have a bile duct and a gallbladder. Gallbladder is right underneath your liver. It's attached to your liver. So, and when you have a pancreas issue, you have a liver issue. So that's all. It's all related. And who knows whether it was your gallbladder and your liver that was the major issue that caused all your other problems. See? But you still have it, see? So you still really didn't resolve that part of it. And that's what we could help you take care of. And then you could get rid of that inflammation and feel better and get on the right track. So
this
give us a
wonderful.
Call. Give us a call.
Yes,
and we'll
I will.
Be happy to take good care of you.
Thank you very, very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Diane. Well, and if she's feeling like her liver's a problem, well, it is because it's taken up the gallbladder function. So, of
well,
course
and it's
it
the
would.
Bile duct is liver. And whenever you have a pancreas problem, you got a liver problem. can't have that without the other.
The dreaded gallbladder. It's everywhere.
And even if you have it taken out, that does not solve your problem. You will still have the, some people will feel better. Most people do not. They still have the same issue. And we have to treat that gallbladder as if you have it, and then the liver takes over for it.
Well, it's the beauty about what Mary Jane does. She doesn't treat symptoms. She actually, with the muscle testing, goes to the root cause of the problem, because her, your body tells her exactly what it needs and in what order, and then she's able to come up with a program that's fit just for you, not...
And I'm not guessing at it. When I do the testing and test your body, I know with certainty that that's exactly what you need and that things will change and get well. And if they don't, there's always another answer. There's something else going on underneath that needs to be addressed, whether it's an emotion or you're not taking everything that you should, but it's easy to figure out.
Yeah, and again, it's predictable results. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call here at 1-800-930-2819. And the office number for Mary Jane is 888-777-4232. Today, we're talking about, are you manifesting your destiny?
And if you're not, that's when you're stuck and you're stuck with health problems and either in an emotion, and that's keeping you from being who you're meant to be.
Yep, those emotions. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past weeks.
Each month, as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's saraloos.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Put some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes too clear. Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights?
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, and the awesome Penny.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude.
I'm not like Mr. Radio. Like, hey, what's up?
This is Mr. Radio coming at you.
We love Penny with
Although one day that'd be kind of fun to be in character the whole show.
Wouldn't it? Like, I'd say we do it next month.
We'll,
oh, come on.
That's a lot of work.
Let's have some fun. Okay, we're going to go. All right, too much fun as always. We're going to go to the phones. We have Carol from Manchester. Hi, Carol. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for all the wonderful work you've been doing with me in the past, I guess, about 4 years or so, James.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My favorite people here. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question about smart meters. Last week on TV, they had a little thing about smart meters that Seattle is trying to push installing smart meters more now. And I know there are a lot of negative effects, apparently, from smart meters. So could you talk a little bit about them?
Sure. The smart meters are what they're putting on the houses for the reading the, for like a meter.
Yeah, the energy consumption.
Yeah, for your energy consumption. Yep. And the type of meter, what they're doing is so that people don't have to go out and check them. So they're automatic. And that there's a lot of controversy about them and a lot of write-ups about
possible how low voltage, low radiation given back out. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And how they can affect your health. And so it's kind of like you talk about Wi-Fi and all the electricity, all the other things in the air. Well, this is like a smaller dose of radiation and that you're always exposed to and can affect your health. And yes, they say, according to them, they're not not of any problem, but there definitely could be a problem. So, again, it's about doing everything you can to protect yourself from that, the electrical energy. And there's different things you could do for your house, for you. Claris products, there's different types of things to block that radiation from entering your body. So, yeah, it definitely is a problem. And I know people who have some serious health or allergies. Tendency to be to chemicals, very sensitivity to chemicals and other things, really do have quite a major problem with that. They've started doing that in Eastern Washington.
Does that answer your question, Carol?
Yeah, it does. So that's similar to having your house all wired up with all this Wi-Fi stuff, too.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Only the Wi-Fi is the electrical, and this is a little more dose of radiation.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So go ahead.
Is it possible to, I've heard maybe you can opt out of having a smart meter installed?
I don't know that, but if you can opt out of it, that would be the way to go.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You don't need to ask for more issues. Again, there are other electrical things that you could put in your house to block that energy, but this is a radiation thing, too. So, yeah, definitely, if I didn't have to have it, I certainly wouldn't have it.
Right. Okay, well, that answers that.
Well, thank you, Carol, for calling.
Thank you, Carol. Have a great day. Okay, we're going to go to Lynn in Auburn. Hi, Lynn. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hello. I have recently felt kind of a decline in health with a lot of muscle cramping and ligament tightness around the hip, to where I could barely walk and things like that, and that's improved. But I'm just wondering if you notice anything in particular that might be going on with me.
Yes, ma'am. You're a 2 straight across the board. So you have a gallbladder full of heavy sludge, maybe really closer to stones, and your liver, your bile ducts a 2. So you're a 2 in every organ because of your gallbladder and your bile duct. And when you're a 2, that just means you have such heavy sludge in your gallbladder, it's not moving through into your gut to help you digest the food. So now you're full of toxins and your joints ache and you could be in a lot of pain. You could have muscle cramps. It's all from that low function. So you really, what you need is a program to clean out your gallbladder, get that functioning again, get your gallbladder working or your liver working, your bile duct. Your bile duct lubricates the liver to produce bile. That bile goes through your gallbladder. Then it goes into your gut to help break down the food. When you don't have that, you'll have a lot of gas, bloating, heartburn, indigestion, joint pain, shoulder pain, jaw pain. It goes on. Do all those things fit you?
Yeah, it's been coming on, especially in the last just under a year.
Yeah, it's old. Often the stones are old emotions. Could be from what you're eating. Could be from microwave food. But basically, it comes from a lot of old stored emotions, and your body is like the red flag now saying, help me, to clear this and get rid of it to move on. So we'd be happy to take care of you in the office. You definitely need to be monitored and on the right program to move you through it. And because even if you do like a gallbladder flush, a lot of people do that, I don't really always see very good results with that. There's still other pieces that you have to pick up to take care of.
I see. Okay, well, that's wonderful information. I'm glad to know there's a reason for all this going on.
Well, and it's easy to turn around. I mean, it's not that complicated to turn around. So you don't have to be like that, but it definitely, when you're a two like you are, I call that being in a crisis.
Yeah, I feel like things are definitely not right with me or what I would normally feel. So I can understand that. Boy, I sure appreciate you talking with me and letting me know about that.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Lynn, for your call. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And again, that's an easy fix. It may take a little bit longer to get all that sludge pushed through, but with the proper nutrition, she could probably be feeling better and 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, and the other thing is we look at what if there's anything emotionally going on that's causing her to be stuck. And remember, it's just the universe now is pushing you and trying to wake you up to move forward. And that's why you're stuck. You've got, whenever you get stuck, you haven't figured out what it's about. So, and if unless you look at it differently, you stay in that rut. Yeah.
And we all know that the gallbladder, resentment.
And liver is anger.
And who doesn't have some kind of resentment? Okay, we're going to go to Tanya in Tacoma. Hi, Tanya. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Yeah, hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you could give me a quick read on the liver and how it's looking.
On your liver? Your liver?
Yes.
Let me just check you from the top and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
So your liver is not very good. So do you have digestive issues?
No, not really. I don't feel like I do anyway.
Do you have gas or bloating, heartburn?
No heartburn, maybe a little bit of bloating, yes.
Okay. Because your bile ducts are two, which is your liver, and your gallbladder is a two. So you do have a digestive issue. So, do you eat pretty good?
I've been trying.
Okay.
Do
you avoid certain foods?
Bread.
Okay. So why did you ask about your liver?
Pardon me?
What was the reason you asked about your liver?
Well, because I know that you should probably do a detox every once in a while, and I haven't done that.
Yeah. Okay, so your liver and your gallbladder is a two, so that means your gallbladder is full of sludge. I don't think you have stones in there, but it's full of heavy debris. And your bile duct, when your bile duct is a two, that's usually a little more serious because then you have a little more gas and bloating and it's kind of like having food poisoning all the time. So definitely the difference is when you do a detox, you flush things out, but you don't necessarily repair what else is going on in the body. That's the difference in what I do. The nutrition I put you on is to lubricate the liver, clean out the gallbladder, but also repair things at the same time and make you feel good. When you do flushes, sometimes it can dehydrate you. You flush out a lot of good things, and you don't. You still can have the same issue. So that's the difference with doing some of those things. So again, we'd be happy to take care of you and put you on the right program, get you on the right track, so that and underneath that, like that's a primary thing. Often, when we get that cleaned out, we just fine tune you and make sure that everything is right. That all your organs are functioning, your emotions are steady, and then you're on the track to living your dream and doing what you want to do.
And will that also increase your energy level?
Oh, absolutely. When you have a gallbladder and a bile duct that's a two, you got to be tired. That's the one of the number one things is fatigue. You got to be tired. Again,
right, and then all of a sudden it just feels like I've got allergies or something.
Yeah, well, that's because you're... Yeah.
Everything's backing up in your system, Donna.
Yeah, when you've got your bile duct's not working, when your bile's not isn't working, you can't tolerate certain foods, you don't feel good, you could have allergies because it's just your kidneys backed up and your stomach, so it's just the whole system. Once you take care of that, everything falls into place. And I had a gal not too long ago, and she had the worst bile duct issue for a long, long time. Went to all the doctors, saw different other practitioners, came in. She was a little bit leery, like, well, I'm going to try this and see if it works. And I said, well, you're not going to try it. It will work. It always works. It's predictable results. And we'll figure out if something's not right. Within 2 weeks, she was dramatically better. She had never felt so good. And she bounced out of it right away. After having it for a very long time. So
that sounds pretty darn encouraging.
Yeah. It's not hard, but it's like puts the package together for you to be the best you can be.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya. Yeah, it's quick and easy. That sludge, it'll get you every time. Just bog you down, make you bloated.
Give Rhonda a call.
Give Rhonda a call at 888-777-4232. Time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yeah! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane and the incredible, always fun, Benny. Today, we're talking about, are you manifesting your destiny? And we've had a lot of great callers. We still have some time. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call here at 1-800-930-2819. You'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. So, Mary Jane,
manifesting. So, you notice how many liver and bile duct.
Gallbladder. It's gallbladder.
And again, anger and resentment. But it's about all your physical issues have to do with an emotional foundation. No matter what it is what's stirring you up? What's going on in your life? What's creating this? And the first time when you experience a strong emotion, it could be when you're young, and that emotion gets, like anger, gets stored in your liver. Every time you experience that same emotion, the energy goes into the liver. And then pretty soon, when that energy is so full, then you start creating symptoms like the bile duct and the gallbladder stuff. So when you create symptoms, there's something that's been stuck there for a long time. And what we're able to do with the muscle testing is tap into it, ask the body, is this an emotion, and be able to release it. It's like lifting the lid off a steam kettle, letting some of that steam out. And when I work with people, they'll say, when something comes up, they'll say, oh, I've dealt with that. I've done that. I thought I was over that. There's different layers and different pieces to it. You may have worked on it, but there could be still something there. It's not like, bad or good. It's what is.
It's peeling the layers away from the onion is how it's described.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, there's layer after layer after layer. And by the time you're done is when you die. So, I mean, they don't have to be huge traumatic emotions. I mean, it could be something that was small, or it could be something big, a divorce, maybe a husband cheated, or it could just be something super simple, too.
Or it could be something that you thought happened that didn't really happen. For example, if somebody said that your husband was injured or in an accident, somebody called and said that, Well, and it wasn't really your husband. It was somebody else. But you took that in at the time. Now that gets stored in your body. And then so it's not really real, but still how you took it in, that it could be there. But often just looking at what's going on in your body and recognizing that there is something, you can begin to release that and let it go. It's not like you have to go through all this long deal to get rid of it.
And it's not a lot of therapy. You don't have to keep talking about it. You identify it. Mary Jane helps you identify it. Once it's identified, then that starts the
process
to release it and let it go.
And the tapping technique is another excellent technique that you could look up online. And there's all kinds of videos to work on that at home that can help you.
Yeah. And the other thing you have to do is you need to learn to detach yourself from the outcome.
Exactly. That is the biggest lesson.
So we're also, I'm not sure. A good example would be you're buying a house and you think this is the best, absolute best house for you. You want the house. You keep the house. But in the end, you don't get it. You need to detach and know that the universe is going to take you in the direction that you need to be going.
Exactly. When things don't work out, there's always a reason, and it's always for your better good. And in the long run, the next thing you find will always be better. When you trust and you have faith in the universe and don't question it, it's when you fight to get what the doors keep shutting and you keep fighting, and then you wind up with this house, and then you wind up with all kinds of issues.
Yeah. That aren't necessarily good. I had a friend, her car was stolen, and she was devastated. And I had sent her a text, and I said, you know, don't worry. I said, things happen for a reason. Probably some kids took it for a joyride. It'll be found. And she sent me a message back. Thank you very much. I hope you're right. Because she had all these terrible things. And a day and a half later, they found her car. There was no damage. There was nothing disgusting on the inside. And, you know, it's just detaching from all the bad stuff. And she got the car back. So you just have to detach from the outcome and trust.
And also, if things keep happening to you, like car accidents or people keep showing up in your face with that are argumentative, irritating, an issue. It's not about that person. Look at why are you attracting those incidents like car accidents or people in your life.
It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with you. It's kind of like if you see someone who's irritating and bothering you, there's really something about you that is irritating and bothering. So you need to look inward, not actually cast blame outward.
And recently I had someone who had been in several accidents and kept asking, well, why? I just wonder, why is this happening to me? Why me? And it's until she figures out what it's about, they will continue to happen because it was three accidents. And it's like the universe is saying, do you get it? Well, if you're not even looking at it, you certainly can't get it. But when you think about it and you start looking inward, what's going on in your life? What are you attracting? Then you could turn that around.
It's Mary Jane. I kind of look at it as one-stop shopping. She handles your emotional, spiritual, nutritional needs. You get all that, you know, in balance and in line, you're good to go. So she's a great life's coach. And she's performing miracles all the time. I keep asking. I'm waiting for some miracles myself, Mary Jane. So if you'd like an appointment with her, please give her office a call at 888-777-4232 and get on the path of manifesting your destiny today. Mary Jane, final words.
Have a great life and write down what you want to create your reality so you attract it to you and dream your dream and always dream big.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And once again, go Seattle Thunderbirds in the Memorial Cup. Thank you all. Thank you, Benny. And we will see you next month.
Sometimes you're crazy. They wonder why I'm such a baby.